Yeah, Ian Craig's mentioned Keita there. He's also going to be back fit this week, and it is important that he starts performing now, isn't it? I know there's been some criticism in the week of him and Fabinho as well in terms of the way they've started, and I think it was Chris Bascombe was talking about how the sort of Robertson Oxlade-Chamberlain argument was used for ages, almost to defend them in a way, but it's important for Keita in particular, I think, because he's had the game time compared to Fabinho. It's important he starts performing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I saw the Bascombe comments, and he took quite a bit of stick for that, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think if we're all being really honest about it, we probably did all expect Keita to have had more influence than what we've seen so far and more impact, and that may be harsh, it may not be, depending on how you want to view it, but I think you're right to say now is when we need to start seeing something, and for me, we definitely will. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, there's an absolute wonderful player in there. I think we've all seen enough clips, and if you've watched German football, you know that he is an elite footballer. And there's been a period of time when he's had to acclimatise to the English Premier League. He's not alone in that. Loads of players have had to take a little bit of time to settle. You know, I think you've seen in a lot of games where he has featured, the pace has been relentless, and he's maybe struggled to adjust to the pace of the game. Certainly his first game against West Ham, I thought he was brilliant. And then you're thinking, wow, this is going to be some player. He's already settled in. But it's not always as easy as that. So I think you've got to give him a little bit of grace, and you just hope to see that he starts to kind of influence football matches like we know he can. And I think, you know, if you're looking at Liverpool's midfield at the minute, there's no doubt there's a miss in terms of the creativity. And I think, you know, the lads who play in there regular, as Craig said, they're all good footballers. They don't let you down in terms of effort and application. Although you could maybe say against Belgrade, one or two of them took that game for granted and thought they could just turn up and it would be okay. And it clearly wasn't.